Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so thirsty.
Let us fight the good fight of our faith. 1 Timothy 6, verse 12, fight the good fight for the true faith. Hold tightly to the eternal life to which God has called you, which you have confessed so well before many witnesses. There are things that you are believing for. You know God has planted those seeds in your heart. The start is exciting and the end will be rewarding. But the truth is, in the middle, you can face some messy things. That's what happened to me when I started the church. Many people joined in, they all got excited, but after a few months, many people left. I start to feel negative and discouraged. And I think, oh, is this going to work out? Did I hear the voice of God clearly? It may not happen. In some way, we are all in the middle. We are all on a journey. You know God gave you a promise, but every circumstance say just the opposite. Over time, it's easy to give up and think there are too many obstacles. It is never going to happen. That's what happened to me. When I started the New Hope International Church, I and Pastor Da faced so many obstacles, many rejections, many hardships at that time. And definitely part of it because we were not mature enough and we were still new. And sometimes we heard the voice from the enemy, give up. It's not God's will for you to be a pastor and to run the church. This is not going to be successful. Give up. I heard that. But I stood on the promise of God in the Bible. God said in the Bible, I shall build my church and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. And I remember God spoke to me for 1 month every night, take care of my sheep every single night. So I hold on to the promise of God in the Bible and to the rhema that God spoke to me. Hebrews chapter 11 verses 1 to 12 say, faith is the confidence that what we hope for will actually happen. It gives us assurance about things we cannot see. Through their faith, the people in days of old earned a good reputation. By faith, we understand that the entire universe was formed at God's command, that what we now see did not come from anything that can be seen. It was by faith that Abel brought a more acceptable offering to God than Cain did. Abel's offering gave evidence that he was a righteous man and God showed his approval of his gifts. Although Abel is long dead, he still speaks to us by his example of faith. Wow, God honored Abel's faith, and his faith still spoke nowadays. Verse 5, it was by faith that Enoch was taken up to heaven without dying. He disappeared because God took him. For before he was taken up, he was known as a person who pleased God. When you have faith in God, when you walk by faith, you please God. And God was so pleased with Enoch. God took him up to heaven without death. Verse 6, and it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him. It was by faith that Noah built a large boat to save his family from the flood. He obeyed God, who warned him about things that had never happened before. By his faith, Noah condemned the rest of the world, and he received the righteousness that comes by faith. Faith is important for believers like us. We need to walk by faith. We need to fight the problem in life by faith. Verse 8, it was by faith that Abraham obeyed when God called him to leave home and to go to another land that God would give him as his inheritance. He went without knowing where he was going. And even when he reached the land God promised him, he lived there by faith. For for he was like a foreigner, living in tents, and so did Isaac and Jacob, who inherited the same promise. Abraham was confidently looking forward to a city with eternal foundations, a city designed and built by God. The Bible talks about the city in heaven. Abraham had faith on earth, and he had faith that he would be in heaven with God for eternity. It was by faith that even Sarah was able to have a child. Though she was barren and was too old, she believed that God would keep his promise. Believe that God would keep his promise. Let us believe that God will keep his promise. And so a whole nation came from this one man who was as good as dead. He was so old. Abraham was very old. A nation with so many people that like the stars in the sky and the sand on the seashore. And there is no way to count them. The book of Hebrews chapter 11 emphasizes the importance, the significance of walking by faith. God honored all these people, Enoch, Abel, Abraham, Sarah, Noah, because they walk by faith. They fought the good fight of faith. Look at verse 17 to 35, Hebrews chapter 11. It was by faith that Abraham offered Isaac as a sacrifice when God was testing him. Abraham, who had received God's promises, was ready to sacrifice his only son, Isaac. Even though God had told him Isaac is a son through whom your descendant will be counted, Abraham reasoned that if Isaac died, God was able to bring him back to life again. And in a sense, Abraham did receive his son back from the dead. It was by faith that Isaac promised blessing for the future to his sons, Jacob and Esau. It was by faith that Jacob, when he was old and dying, blessed each of Joseph's sons and bowed in worship as he leaned on his staff. It was by faith that Joseph, when he was about to die, said confidently that the people of Israel would leave Egypt. He even commanded them to take his bones with them when they left. Wow, all these people serve God with faith. Verse 23, it was by faith that Moses' parents hid him for 3 months when he was born. They saw that God had given them an unusual sign, and they were not afraid to disobey the king's command. It was by faith that Moses, when he grew up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to share the oppression of God's people instead of enjoying the fleeting pleasures of sin. He thought it was better to suffer for the sake of Christ than to own the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking ahead to his great reward. It was by faith that Moses left the land of Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He kept right on going because he kept his eyes on the one who is invisible. It was by faith that Moses commanded the people of Israel to keep the Passover and to sprinkle blood on the doorposts so that the angel of death would not kill their firstborn sons. Wow, faith is important. The Old Testament talks about faith, faith, faith. All these godly people walk by faith in obedience. Verse 29, it was by faith that the people of Israel went right through the Red Sea as though they were on dry ground. But when the Egyptians tried to follow, they were all drowned. It was by faith that the people of Israel marched around Jericho for 7 days, and the walls came crashing down. It was by faith that Rahab, the prostitute, was not destroyed with the people in her city who refused to obey God, for she had given a friendly welcome to the spies. How much more do I need to say? It would take too long to recount the stories of the faith of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and all the prophets. By faith, these people overthrew kingdoms, ruled with justice, and received what God had promised them. They shut the mouths of lions, quench the flames of fire, and escape death by the edge of the sword. Their weakness was turned to strength. They became strong in battle and put whole armies to flight. Women received their loved ones back again from death. But others were tortured, refusing to turn from God in order to be set free. They placed their hope in a better life after the resurrection. By faith, we believe we're going to have eternity in heaven. By faith, we believe we're going to have the resurrection of the body, and we're going to live for eternity in heaven. By faith, we obey God on earth here. We obey the Bible. We obey what the Holy Spirit tells us to do. We walk by faith like the people in the Old and the New Testament time. When you study the heroes of faith, one common denominator you will find is that they had faith in the middle of their circumstances. When the promise seemed impossible, they kept moving forward, knowing it was a part of the process. They refused to surrender to the trials, to the hardships or dark places. They refused to go along with the things of the world, but they want to go along with the things of God. Yes, they had their moments of hardships. At times, worry would come, fear would come, doubt would come, but they did not allow it to stay in their heart. They stirred their faith back up and believed that the promise would happen. Now do your part as the people in the Bible did. Have faith in the middle of your situation. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 to 2. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, important to have faith. Let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily tripped us up. And let us run with endurance. When you have faith, you have endurance, you have perseverance, you keep going, you don't give up. The race God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Jesus is our best model of faith. He went to the cross, he died on the cross for our sin, and he was raised from the dead. Because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame. He knew that because of his death and resurrection, millions of people in the world would be saved, have eternal life, and have a new superabundant life. That is the joy that he saw in the future, that salvation will come into humanity. He was able to endure the cross. Now he is seated in the place of honor beside God's throne. My brother and sister, walk by faith like Jesus. No matter what you're going through in the middle, you just walk by faith. And eventually, God will fulfill his promise and he will honor you like he did to the Lord Jesus Christ. We have victory on this planet Earth by faith. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. For whatever is born of God is victorious over the world. We have victory over the problems in this world. And this is the victory that conquers the world, even our faith. We have victory to conquer the problem in the world by keeping our faith in God, in his character, in his faithfulness, in his promises, in his power, in his goodness, in his grace. We keep our eyes on God, and we have faith that one day we're going to be in heaven for eternity. Numbers chapter 23, verse 19. God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said and will he not do? Or has he spoken and will he not make it good? The Bible says that God never lies. We can trust in his promises. We can trust in his character, his faithfulness, his power. Let's continue in faith. Just like Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, King David, Joshua, Joseph, all these people. Let's just walk by faith. Keep on the faith in God and in his promises. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through him, the amen is spoken by us to the glory of God. Let us choose faith over facts to see God's best for our life. This is hope, believing that the promise God put in you will come to pass. God is working behind the scenes. He will take care of those who wait on him. What he promised you is right on schedule. Believing for God's blessing and favor. Expect him to turn things around for you. Trust him to open the right doors. What God promised you does not have an expiration date. Psalm 106 verse 1 says, praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Everyone say, God is faithful. I can trust him. I have faith in him and his promise. Amen. Psalm 33 verse 4, for the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all he does. Wow, I like that. God is faithful. He keeps his promises. Luke chapter 1, verse 37. For with God, nothing ever impossible, and no word from God shall be without power or impossible of fulfillment. God's word will be fulfilled. He can do anything. Nothing is impossible with God. Let us stand in faith. He can pull down the wall of Jericho. He can split the Red Sea. He can multiply 5 loaves and 2 fish. He can raise the dead. God can do anything for you. He is the almighty, supernatural, and breakthrough God. Joshua chapter 21, verse 45. Not a word fail of any good thing which the Lord has spoken to the house of Israel, including to the house of God today. All came to pass. The scriptures should stay on our mind day and night. We should be confident that God's word would come to pass. Not one word would fail. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 56. Blessed be the Lord, who has given rest to his people Israel according to all he promised. There has not failed one word of all his good promise, which he promised through his servant Moses. God would never go back on his word, nor lie to his children. He keeps his word. All his promises will come to pass. That's why we can have confidence in God's faithfulness, and we can have faith in God all the days of our life. He never lies. Psalm 89, verse 34, my covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips. You can always count on God to be found faithful. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, encourage us, for we walk by faith, not by sight. We are not controlled by what we see, what we feel, or what people say. We're going to walk by faith in God's character and his promises. And when we have faith, we can speak to the mountain. We can speak to the problem, and the mountain has to be removed. Mark chapter 11, 23 to 24. For as surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. My brothers and sisters, let us walk by faith. When you see the setback, the problem, you command the problem to go away. You command the sickness to go away. And you pray by faith that God will give you grace and fulfillment of his promise. He promises that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we were healed. He promised that he will provide all of our needs according to his richest glory. He promises that he will build his church and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. He promises that when we seek the kingdom of God first, all the things that we need shall be given to us. Let us believe in the promise of God. The work that he has begun in us will be done eventually. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 2, for indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. Let us hear the word of God into our ear reading the Word of God to our eyes. Put the Word of God in our heart. Don't let the Word of God depart from our heart and from our eyes. Keep them in the midst of our heart and mix it with faith. And we're going to see the victory. You build your faith by listening or hearing the Word of God. That's why New Hope International Church has kept producing the good teaching for you to listen and hear. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. You build your faith by hearing the Word of God, hanging around people of faith, being filled with the Holy Spirit, because the Spirit of God gives us faith. Mark chapter 9, verse 23, Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. Let us say, all things are possible to me because I believe in the promises of God, in the Word of God, in the character of God. I can fight the good fight of the faith. I can walk by faith to the end of my life, until I see Jesus in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we thank you that you are with us through every difficulty and challenge we are going through. Thank you for the promises you have given us for our journey. You are working behind the scenes for our good right now. We will have faith in the middle of the situation. We believe you are on our side. You are for us, not against us. We believe, Lord, you love us and you work all things for the good of those who loved you. And we loved you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. May the Lord bless you. Thank you for spending time with me. I believe you're going to walk by faith until you see Jesus one day. Amen. Keep fighting the good fight of the faith.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty. Still,